Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, I have Zul Bailey, cellist and artistic director, and Kayla Betcher, executive director, to tell us about what's happening. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
It's a very early morning for me. Thank you very much for having us.
I very much appreciate you taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Coming in. Yeah, now you are officially artistic director. I know they were sort of easing you in for 2 years.
It felt like more than that. My first summer was in 07, and then Paul asked me in 08, and it kind of went into effect immediately for me to kind of start shadowing. So from 08 to 2012, I was around, and this past summer was my first completely by myself as Paul as a guest. And so now we're in the thick of things hosting Autumn Classics as well as other things. And one of the things that I wanted to add to the table was every time I was in the Northwest, I would come through here and be here for periods of time. And that's also one of the things we're going to talk about today in the use of the new building, the new headquarters that we have in Stevenson Hall in Sitka. So not only do we have a base of operations here, but I'm able to come through and spend a lot more time here.
And Stevenson Hall is located on the SJ campus. Kayla, when did the Sitka Summer Music Festival move in?
I think it was in 2010, a little bit before my time, so the dates are a little fuzzy, but we had a patron, a supporter, who purchased the building on our behalf, and so they're holding it for us, and we have the option to buy it, and we're just in the beginning stages of a capital campaign to purchase and renovate that building for year-round use. I mean, our vision is to become the year-round headquarters for chamber music in Alaska, frankly. Mm-hmm.
It's also a really interesting place because it not only houses our offices, but it's rehearsal space as well as a little performance space as well as housing for the artists that come up for the festival itself. So it's ideal. If one were to actually sculpt an idyllic situation, they would envision this building on SJ campus.
And how will people see? Or is it just sort of someone's there all the time? I'm interested what a performance would be like there.
This is the week to check it out, as a matter of fact. So we're here, and this is our first experiment with having things off season in Stevenson Hall, and we're putting a real focus on it. We have Zul is here, obviously, and also a guest pianist, which Zul can tell you a little bit more about her. And we're doing performances this week, two free public performances in Stevenson Hall, Thursday, tomorrow at 5:15, and Friday at noon. They'll be short and, you know, fairly informal, but give folks a chance to have an idea of what it might look like and what it might feel like to use that space as a small recital hall or as, you know, as it comes alive with music.
And sadly, we've become accustomed to going to concert halls to hear concerts. And I say sadly because when these pieces and compositions were originally written, they were kind of written for soiree-type settings, chamber music, a small room. And we're going to be able to do both now. And what's nice about it is that we have a gorgeous piano at Stevenson Hall. We have a nice facility that will get even nicer throughout this campaign. And we're going to start having informal settings where we can have social gatherings with what we're calling informances, kind of performances with information we're going to talk about behind the scenes of the music. the compositions, we're going to have it open to the audience because the audiences might be, there'll be less than 100 people, obviously, but it'll be a nice get-together. And so this week is the first of those. It's Thursday at 5:15, Friday at noon. And what we'll probably do is we'll have a little bit of social time getting to know Natasha Peremsky, who's a Russian pianist, really, really hot on the scene right now. She's 25, and she literally flew here from London, where she was recording with the Royal Philharmonic, two concertos, including Tchaikovsky and a Paganini Rachmaninoff variations, or no, Rachmaninoff Paganini variations on a theme. She's amazing. And so to have artists like that in residence here for prolonged periods of time, this year is almost a week. And our next goal is to have 2-week residencies, month-long residencies, where these artists can come in, perform for us, perform for the city here, perform for the entire state on a tour, and do education in tandem.
I like these informances. It's sort of like highbrow house party.
That it is.
And this is actually a really big trend for just bands in general, that you can have live music, whether it's an acoustic guitar or something for a small party. But what's the capacity for a performance there? I don't want to disappoint anyone.
I would say a good solid 50. And because we're going to be spilling out, depending upon obviously the weather and, mm-hmm. and lots of the hallway kind of access, we are going to be shifting around a lot. But the fact is, we also want it to be exclusive. We want it to be the place to be, and we don't want it to be a madhouse. But at the same time, there's a gray area. So I guess the plan is that as these things develop, we can also sculpt the new building's design. Mm-hmm. To accommodate. So this is going to be a nice experiment this week to see how many people actually we can fit.
The other thing that we have going on this week, though, that I really want to talk about is we're having a fundraiser specifically toward some of our winterization efforts of Stevenson Hall. And before I describe the event, the other piece of using Stevenson Hall is that we're able to, our goal this summer is to house the summer musicians during the festival in June in Stevenson Hall primarily, and not be spilling out and paying for housing across the community, which is huge for our bottom line. But in order to prepare the facility for a full house and accommodating musicians, we have to do a couple things to just spruce it up a bit before the summer. And so we're having a fundraiser this Friday night, and the monies are going toward that effort. And we're going to do a progressive dinner type event, and we're calling it From Russia with Love. We have Russian pianist Natasha Paremsky here in town, and we're starting and ending at Stevenson Hall, and we're going to two other locations during the evening. And we have the transportation all taken care of. Folks are going to meet at Stevenson. We'll do a little bit of a thing there, and then we'll move on. Everybody will pile in a bus together, graciously donated by Jean Pruitt. we're going to travel to the next place, and at each stop there will be some delicious food, some intimate musical performances from Natasha and Zul, and little gifts along the way. And the board has really gone all out to make this a very special event. There are still tickets available, so if you're thinking that might be something fun to jump on, you can give me a call at 747-6774, and we can reserve you a place for this fantastic Friday night event.
And it's also an intimate group. I mean, you're not having 200 people on a bus.
No, 40 max.
And I think that's a very manageable group to sort of get around.
It'll be a lot of party. It'll be great fun.
And it might be a good introduction to folks who are not used to sort of intimate performances, or you don't have to be a classical music snob.
You know what? Accessibility is everything in classical music, and this kind of situation not only gets you to know the artist throughout what we're kind of loosely describing as a crawl, but you throughout the music as well. So it's literally socializing music, move venue, and you also get to hear music in different locations by the same artist, which is very rare. So four times in one evening, different acoustics. It's going to be very educational. I think it's going to become an annual event for us, in some capacity, and it's going to be very exclusive. So I think people, if you're curious, get in on the ground level, whatever you call it, because it is going to be, we're going to have to top it out, and we're going to have to stop at some point. We might add more shows like this in the future, but I have a feeling it's going to top out. That's what I was trying to say. That's right.
And now that you have the few fundraisers this week, do you have time to plan for the summer?
I personally, and I know I speak for both of us, well, actually, I'm working on it all the time. I'm always sending Kayla texts and messages. I've met this person in New York City. I've met this person in London. I've asked them. They're ready to come. Here's the mapping out of the schedule. It's a puzzle at first to try to map out availability and how we can work it here based on our open segment here. And then we go back and we start refining. So we're already way past we're ready. It's just about sitting with the eye to eye here and making sure that we are on the same page. And then we both run our separate directions and it starts to refine. We'll probably announce the festival pretty much in February, if not before. But everything's in place.
And the festival is typically the entire month of June.
That's right.
Correct. Our official opening night will be June 7th, Friday night, June 7th. We're tentatively planning a special fundraiser event to kind of kick off the festival on June 1st. And so that there'll be kind of a special preview, but an exclusive event, a little bit of a wine and music with friends. Like we had last summer. But then, regular concerts throughout the month of June, and working with the Fine Arts Camp again, like we did last year. And Yeah, great stuff all month.
I think we want to kind of make people understand that June is the Sitka Summer Music Festival exclusive month for us. I mean, we are only here for that. And then we're going to spill over into July in educational ways because of this building and having the artists around. It's kind of what we did last summer. But it's the place to be.
Well, welcome home.
Yeah, it is fantastic to be on the campus and part of the resurgence of vibrancy on that end of town. But if you have any questions, SitkaSummerMusicFestival.org or 747-6774.
And you can see these folks starting tomorrow, 5:15 at Stevenson Hall for an informance, Friday at noon as well. And then call for tickets now for the From Russia with Love, Traveling Food, Music and Fun.
Yes.
I'd like to thank my guests, Kayla Betcher and Zul Bailey, for joining me. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.